USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
During a primetime address earlier this week, President Biden directed states to be ready to open eligibility for COVID vaccination to all adults by May 1st. Alaska already made that move, and several states have announced a widening of eligibility or a timeline for all adults to get a shot. Former Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Tom Price says states shouldn't have a problem with this directive. He tells Fox News that the sooner that eligibility is opened up, the sooner we can get back to normal.
We're well on our way to making it so that those that are at greatest risk of this disease have received the vaccine. So we need to move into those other populations, those other individuals at risk, other folks like teachers and other folks who are on the front lines of engaging with people all around the country on a daily basis. They ought to be eligible as rapidly as possible so that we can get this society back to a normal functioning process.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
A Colorado man is facing serious charges after disrupting a flight.
An FBI affidavit says 24-year-old Landon Greer swatted at a flight attendant on an Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Denver last Tuesday after she repeatedly asked him to put on the required mask. The affidavit says he also urinated on a seat. Greer said he had a few shots and beers and over-the-counter pain reliever before the flight. The charge of interfering with a flight crew comes with a prison sentence of up to 20 years and a fine of $250,000. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
In an effort to recall, California's governor says it's collected over 2 million signatures. The leaders of the effort to recall Governor Gavin Newsom say they've gathered nearly 2.1 million signatures as of this week. If 1.5 million of those signatures are verified, a special election would be called. Newsom's critics have pushed the effort over his handling of the pandemic. The governor has dismissed that effort, calling it a partisan power play. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
An apparent warning over a possible COVID surge from Washington is not being well received in Florida. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
When President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night to mark 1 year since COVID came to our shores, he seemed to issue a warning.
Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track.
That remark not sitting well with Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who responded Friday.
Let me just tell you. There's no lockdowns in Florida, okay? We're not going to let anyone close schools. We're not going to let anyone take your jobs. And we're not going to let anyone close your business. So don't worry about that in Florida.
The numbers may back up Florida's approach of defying lockdowns. Despite the presence of the B.1.1.7 variant strain and concerns of a post-Super Bowl spike, COVID cases are still declining. Time will tell if spring break will reverse those gains. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the Earth will get a large visitor later this month. Astronomers say that an asteroid twice the size of the Eiffel Tower will pass close to Earth on March 21st. NASA says the asteroid, named 2001 FO32, will pass the Earth at a distance of more than 1 million miles. Scientists say the close encounter will give them an opportunity to study a potentially hazardous asteroid, but emphasize that there's no danger that the space rock will hit the planet. 2001 FO32 will be about 5 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon when it passes by. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.